Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Places where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues.
Swanny, name that country music artist.
Hank Williams Jr.
Nope.
It's not
Andy. Or as we like to call him, Tex Mazur.
It's a Garth Brooks song, right?
It is a Garth Brooks song.
So I guess it's Garth Brooks.
It would be Garth Brooks. Yeah. That's why we call Andy Tex Mazur.
Tex. You just call him Tex.
He knows his country music.
Yes, he does.
Yes, he does.
I reckon he does.
Hey, you know what would be fun?
He's extra good.
It would be fun for a Sunday morning show outing if we all went to the Garth Brooks concert that's going to take place June 27th at 300 Drive-In Theaters across America. Garth Brooks is going to do a concert, and it's going to be broadcast over drive-in theater screens all over America, June 27th. Now, tickets are going to be $100 per car. Many people as you, well, it's not as many people as you can get in the car. It includes as many people as there are legal seatbelts in the car, but a maximum of six. So it costs $100 to get in, and then you get to see Garth Brooks do a concert. It sounds like that would be fun, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Schwanny was out when I said $100. Schwanny's like, okay, I'm out.
I'm out.
It would be fun. They're going to announce tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock. They're going to announce at which drive-in theaters around America this concert will be seen. But we do have early word on this that the McHenry Outdoor Drive-In Theater is going to be one of the drive-in theaters carrying this.
So I would hope it would be. I thought of them when I first saw this story.
Well, I mean, it's the only drive-in theater in Chicago. I mean, the only, you know, old-fashioned kind of drive-in
right,
theater.
Yeah.
Some places have popped up, and there's a place in Wicker Park that they put up a drive-in screen, like in a big empty lot, and you can pull up and watch the movie, and the sound comes over your radio. So it's kind of a makeshift drive-in theater. But this is real-deal, old-fashioned drive-in theater. McHenry is, the McHenry Outdoor. That's the last one. So, that'll be interesting to see that there.
Was that part of your growing up years also?
Definitely.
Drive-in theaters?
Definitely.
Where was yours?
We used to go to the Double Drive-In on the southwest side and the Bel Air Drive-In on the southwest side.
Okay.
They were, honestly, I couldn't even tell you. The streets, I'm not sure. Archer Avenue, I'm not 100% sure where they were. Maybe Cicero? I don't know. Somebody will call or text in.
They'll let us know.
Where those were. But those were, drive-in screens on both sides. So, like double drive-in.
Oh, so
you could go
kind
to
of
screen A
or screen
on the
B.
Left or screen B on the
good
right.
Good idea.
Very cool.
Yeah, and
you
we
could do a double feature. Would you be able to kind of swerve around a little bit?
Then? I don't remember that. I was too young to be into stealing stuff. That didn't come along really till I was more 12, 13 years old.
Yeah, right.
And you're with your parents, so it's hard to.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, I think our parents were just like, okay, let's go to this until the kids fall asleep, and then we'll go home or whatever they did when the kids fell asleep. Yeah. But yeah, we used to go all the time. I used to love that. And then there was, I want to say there was the Starlight Drive-In that was on 95th Street. Might have been Oak Lawn, I think, or Evergreen Park. We used to go there all of the time as well. What about you guys? You guys went to the drive-in, right?
I think the last one or one of the only ones I saw was at the, I believe it was called the M&R Drive-In. It was on Milwaukee Avenue at Hintz in Wheeling. And I remember seeing Raiders of the Lost Ark there.
Oh, yeah.
On the hood of one of my friend's mom's Gran Torino station wagons.
Oh, nice. I'll bet Mom loved that.
Oh, she loved it.
Come back and kids are...
Yeah.
Kids' dungarees were scratching up the hood of the
car. Denting the hood,
Shawnee, did you go?
Yes, we had two. One was, I think it was just called the Ridge Drive-In because it was on Ridge Road, right at the border of Highland and Griffith, Indiana.
Yeah.
There was one there for many years. That was gone. And then later, there was one in Merrillville, Indiana, on Broadway called the Y&W Drive-In.
Y&W.
I saw movies like The Towering Inferno there.
Yeah. That's living right.
But those were the two that that come to mind immediately.
Wasn't there one on Indianapolis Boulevard?
That was up like, in North Hammond, I think.
That was North Hammond.
Yeah.
Because I remember, you know, like around the Hegwisch area.
Right.
Hammond, you know, when we were big shots and we had our own cars, you know, we would like, hey, let's go to the drive-in on Indianapolis Boulevard. And
there was one on Sheffield Avenue in Hammond, too, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I definitely remember one there.
Mm-hmm.
And I never was the guy in the trunk, but... I'm not going to lie. We several times
tried that.
Put a couple of guys in the trunk.
That's hilarious.
Stupid. We thought we were geniuses.
It's a great visual.
Yeah, we thought we were the only ones who ever thought of that.
Is anybody looking? All right, here's the key.
Hey, come on, let's drive to the back of the drive-in theater where nobody will notice us and pop the trunk and the two guys can get out of the trunk. Goofy kids, stupid idiot kids. This is Dave in Fox Lake. Hi, you're on WGN.
Good morning, Dean and Dave.
And Tex.
Don't forget Tex.
Don't forget Tex.
I have some fond memories of McHenry and also the old Gray's Lake. That's since gone. But McHenry Drive-In, Mom and Dad would go to see a grown-up movie. And I remember one night it was Spartacus. Okay.
Spartacus. Wow, on big screen like that. Wow.
But we got to see, they always played cartoons, Bugs Bunny, Roadrunner,
right.
Elmer Fudd, yeah. And it was a playground right in front of the screen.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we're having fun there. And I remember Dad reaching over and getting the big old metal speaker and hanging that on the window.
Yep.
And then if you got there too early, there was a go-kart track right across the street.
Yes. Yes.
We had a ball.
Yeah.
But then when the cartoons were over, we had our popcorn and our snacks, and we just bring a pillow and a blanket, and we went to sleep, you know, and Mom and Dad watched a movie.
Right. Yeah. One of the drive-ins that we used to go to when we were kids had a playground right in front of the screen, and there was also a go-kart track. Maybe we're going to the same one, but I definitely remember that as well, yeah.
We used to be able to pull up on what is Bay Road, which is 134 up here, and then sit on the shoulder, and you could watch the picture. But now they have all big no parking signs and all that
right,
stuff.
Right. Those high-quality pictures that you could see from a distance, right. I appreciate the call, Dave. Thank you. Have a great day today. This is George in Naperville. You're on WGN.
Yeah, I used to hit an aunt that lived on 97th and Ridgeland across the street from the Starlight Theater. And as kids, we used to go crawl under the fence, turn on a couple speakers, and sit on her front step and watch the movies.
Oh, that's great. That had to be, that must have been the one that I was talking about at 95th Street. It would have been about Ridgeland, something like that.
It's where Chicago Ridge is. Chicago Ridge
the mall.
Is. And that theater was demolished by the tornado in 1967.
Oh, see?
When it went through Oak Lawn, and my aunt was sitting in the front window of her house watching tornado tear the screen down.
How about that? Yeah, I think that was called the Starlight Drive-In, I remember. So the people who live in the neighborhood, we weren't far. We were at 109th and Artesian then. But, no, actually, you know what? We hadn't moved that far. We were still in South Shore. At the time, but we would drive out there because I think that was the one that had the go-kart track in the playground.
You know, I believe so. So
extra fun for the kids. Appreciate the call, my friend. George, have a great day today. Thank you.
You too.
All right, bye-bye. This is Kevin. You're on WGN. Hello.
Hi, Dean. How are you?
Very
great
well.
Listening to you.
Thanks, pal.
I grew up in Addison, Illinois, and right at Route 53 and North Avenue, there was a outdoor drive-in called the Sky High.
Sky High?
And it had, yes, and it had two screens, and in the center was a concession stand, and the playground was right there by the concession stand. So we used to meet my aunt and uncle and my cousins, and as kids, we would be running around playing in the swing set and that, and then my mom would always make a couple pots of popcorn and put it in one of the big brown grocery bags.
Right.
You know, so it was a little bit cheaper way for us to go, you know.
We did that.
I have great memories.
We did the popcorn in the grocery bag too, but also a big old thermos of Kool-Aid. Big old thermos of, warm Kool-Aid. Nothing more delicious.
Right.
But you didn't care. You were going there to have some fun, so you could care less about the concessions at that point.
Right. It was a weekend, weekend night that we would usually go, so you got to stay up later. And
right.
Usually, we were only 10 minutes away from the theater there, but usually somebody would fall asleep. And, my dad had a big Suburban that everybody would hop in. And,
nice.
It was just a lot of fun. It was a lot of good memories.
Those were fantastic memories. Really great fun. The McHenry Outdoor is the one that's going to be showing the Garth Brooks concert on June 27th. Tickets are going to go on. They're going to announce which theaters officially are part of this, but the McHenry Outdoor is definitely a part of it. And then tickets are going to go on sale for that a week from Monday if you're interested in that.